Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Walmart has plans to get into the banking business. The world's largest retailer wants to save money by avoiding the costly fees associated with credit card transactions. But the banking industry and many consumer advocates are hoping to block the move, and they've lined up to testify at 2 days of hearings before the FDIC in Washington. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us with more on this. And Bob, what kind of banking does Walmart want to offer?
Well, Madeline, Walmart is insisting that it has no plans to enter the retail banking arena, the thing that most of us are familiar with. If they hold to that, we're never really going to see, let's say, the Bank of Walmart. But there's a whole array of opponents that fear that Walmart, being the powerhouse that it is, might have something up its sleeve. They essentially want to nip this in the bud. Walmart is asking for permission to set up its own bank, permission from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC, as you mentioned, which, of course, guarantees loans with taxpayer money. But this isn't a bank in the way that most of us think of them. This is something called an industrial loan company. Walmart wants to get around all the fees that it's charged on the processing of all those credit and debit card transactions that it makes with millions of customers. And it sees this as the way to do that. Pay themselves, essentially. Pay their own bank to process all those card slips. The bank says that it can save, or the company says it can save money that way with this bank, and those savings will end up being passed along to customers.
And why is there so much opposition?
Well, consumer groups are warning that the very size of Walmart could threaten the banking system, the financial system. If there's ever a default, taxpayers would be on the hook if that happens under the protections of the FDIC. You might say, well, Walmart is so big, how could that ever happen? But the critics say a lot of people felt the same way about General Motors. Look at the troubles that that company has run into. They say the bigger they are, the harder they fall. They also say that industrial loan companies are relatively new, and they don't fall under the same regulations that typical banks do. Regulators can't require the parent company, for example, to be accountable for, say, using the ILC as their own private piggy bank.
And is there anyone in Walmart's fairly large corner testifying in favor?
Well, some groups that you might consider surprising, the Salvation Army is one of the groups that's testifying in favor of Walmart in the next couple of days. One of the officials of the Salvation Army says that it really doesn't know much about banking, but it plans to be something of a character witness for Walmart for all the support that they give communities and all the disaster relief aid that they give. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we'll be following these hearings to see what the outcome might be.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.